Yeah, I never. It's interesting with the pathway for coaches. It's some people think you got to coach your own team, and some people think you got to do a long apprenticeship.
Yep.
And some people think you got to do development. So everyone's different. I went straight to Hawthorn, which was a great move, really, because they were on the cusp of something special.
Yeah.
And I got to coach the midfield group. I did a bit of stoppage work, and then I got my opportunity after coaching the forwards for a year.
So would you think Sam Mitchell's ready to coach? Because, you know, there's different views there, whether or not you're better off doing more years in development, or but ultimately you can or you can't, isn't it?
Great question. Everyone's different. I think Sam's pathway feels like, and he's never told me, it feels like he wants to, you know, take his time,
yep.
get the apprenticeship in a position where he has done his own coaching and he's done all different roles at clubs and then get the right job. So, but sometimes it doesn't work like that. Sometimes opportunities come and, you know, if you're ready and you present and then away you go and you grow with the club that you go to. So it's probably something that I went reasonably early. I started accepting applications for senior positions to go for them pretty quick, and it was probably a little bit naive, really. But I felt a bit flattered, and I went for it and didn't get much advice and just missed out two or three times. So that the West Coast job was the last crack I was going to have for a while. And Sam's been a little bit more patient, and, you know, I think he's very capable and he'd grow with any club that got him. It's just whether he wants to do it a bit earlier or take his time.
Simo,